If you'd like to receive this podcast early and without ads, consider becoming a member of the DSR Network. Listeners to this show can receive 25% off the membership price. In addition to an ad-free listening experience and early access, members receive bonus content for virtually all of our episodes via our private member feed, enhanced show notes for select podcasts, and an invitation to join the DSR Slack community. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and enter code DSRDAILY at checkout to receive 25% off. That's thedsrnetwork.com/buy and code DSRDAILY. This offer is limited and will expire on Saturday, March 23rd, so act now. And thank you very much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the DSR Daily. I am one of your co-hosts today, Riley Fessler, joined as always by Chris Kotmar. Chris, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Chris, why don't you kick us off with your first story?
Russia and Ukraine reported repelling several air attacks, with Russian officials stating that their air defense systems destroyed missiles and drones over regions bordering Ukraine and further into Russia, including Saratov. Intense Russian bombing in Ukraine's Sumy region led to civilian evacuations ordered by Kyiv. No significant casualties or damage were reported from these incidents. Both nations have experienced evacuation efforts, with Russia moving children from high-risk areas and Ukraine relocating people from the Sumy region, despite the ongoing conflict initiated by Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago. Both sides deny targeting civilians. Riley.
So the Vietnamese Communist Party has accepted the resignation of President Vo Van Thuong amidst allegations of violating party rules, marking a significant episode of political turbulence in the country. The development comes a year after Thuong's election and follows the arrest of a former provincial head linked to corruption charges dating back a decade, a period during which Thuong held significant party positions, including in Ho Chi Minh City. Resignation, which has been linked to Vietnam's intense anti-corruption campaign, could negatively affect foreign investor confidence due to perceived political instability and the potential for slowed policy and administrative decisions. Despite these challenges, some observers note that Vietnam's fundamental political system and foreign policy orientation are expected to remain stable. However, the swift departure of two presidents in approximately a year raises concerns about the predictability and reliability of Vietnam's government. Chris?
We mentioned this story the other day about Sudan and kind of wanted to give an update on it. In Sudan, amidst a devastating civil war, civilians report horrific incidents of rape, ethnic violence, and executions, particularly in Darfur and near the capital, Khartoum. The conflict, a power struggle between the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces, have resulted in thousands of deaths and fears of a genocide reminiscent of past atrocities in Darfur. Reports from survivors in Chad detail sexual assaults and other violence, often attributed to RSF fighters, leading to significant displacement and a humanitarian crisis. Despite challenges in media access, the BBC managed to cover the front line, revealing the dire situation.
Brazilian police have suggested that former President Jair Bolsonaro be prosecuted for allegedly forging his COVID-19 vaccination certificate, an accusation detailed in a federal police report submitted to the Supreme Court. The case adds to a series of legal challenges Bolsonaro faces post-presidency, including inquiries into his handling of the pandemic and his involvement in an alleged coup plot after losing the 2022 election. The indictment accuses Bolsonaro and 16 others of attempting to use falsified vaccination documents to travel internationally amid the pandemic, facing potential charges of criminal association and inserting false data into public systems, with possible imprisonment as one of the consequences. The Attorney General's office will decide on proceeding with charges while Bolsonaro's defense denies his knowledge of the forgery, attributing it to individual initiative by his advisors. Chris?
In 2023, only 7 countries and 3 territories met the World Health Organization's pollution guidelines for fine particulate matter, known for its severe health risks. The data reported by IQ Air and based on over 30,000 monitoring stations worldwide highlighted Australia, Estonia, Finland, Grenada, Iceland, Mauritius, New Zealand, French Polynesia, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico as compliant with the WHO standard of 5 micrograms per cubic meter. The United States, ranking 33rd least polluted, recently tightened its PM2.5 standards, reflecting the pollution's link to serious health issues like heart and lung diseases, premature death, and cognitive impairments. Conversely, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India reported the highest pollution levels, far exceeding WHO guidelines. The lack of data in many regions suggests a global disparity in monitoring and addressing air pollution, which is estimated to contribute significantly to premature deaths worldwide, especially in low and middle-income countries. Riley.
For the 7th consecutive year, Finland has been named the world's happiest country according to the annual UN-sponsored World Happiness Report. The report continues to highlight the Nordic countries' dominance in happiness rankings, with Denmark, Iceland, and Sweden also making the top 10. In contrast, Afghanistan remains at the report's lower end, ranking dead last, unsurprisingly due to the ongoing humanitarian crisis. Notably, for the first time, neither the United States nor Germany ranked among the top 20 happiest, falling to 23rd and 24th, respectively, while Costa Rica and Kuwait entered the top 20. The report underscores that the happiest countries tend to have smaller populations, with significant happiness declines noted in Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Jordan, and increases in Eastern European countries like Serbia, Bulgaria, and Latvia. The criteria for happiness includes life satisfaction assessments, economic factors, and social support, among others. The report also points out a growing inequality in happiness and a notable trend where younger generations in North America, Australia, and New Zealand are less happy than the older ones, contrasting with increases in happiness across all ages in Central and Eastern Europe. Chris, that is my final story. Do you have anything else to add today?
I do not, but why don't you tell the folks what we have coming up today?
I will indeed. We have another Daily Blast in your feeds already. We have the DSR Mothership podcast today with Nate Mook, Ed Luce, and Rosa Brooks joining David Rothkopf. So be sure to keep an eye on your feeds for that. And then, of course, we have more coming up for the rest of the week. So stay tuned to the DSR Network. Until then, bye-bye. We'll be right back.